You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
If you were supposed to be at work at 8 a.m., you're late. But you know what? It's that time. It's time for what the business is. You got to call in 833-212-1017. You got to call in 833-212-1017. Let us know what the business is. So what are some of the things they need to know when they call in and be ready
to let us
know?
You need to have your who, that's your business, your what, your when, where, and phone number for information. What do you specialize in with your business, right?
What did you learn along the way?
How do people contact you, right, to go ahead and take advantage of your business or, you know, purchase something from your business? All the things. And then a little something, you know, you might want us to know about your journey with your business.
All right. What is all these extra sounds?
I have no idea.
Okay. I just thought I heard extra sounds. I thought it was just me.
No.
All right, but it's time. All right. It's time to turn the Truth Talk text lines into the What the Business Is lines, again, powered by
We Energies.
Energy that powers local businesses.
Yes.
So, Netta, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Yes. Good morning, Milwaukee. My name is Netta, and I'm inviting you to come out and have lunch or dinner with us today at Slush Shack Milwaukee for our soft opening. We're open from noon to 6 and serving up fried tacos, loaded nachos, walking tacos, and 4 delicious slushy flavors. Bring your family, bring your friends, and come show some love while we enjoy some of our great food, refreshing slushies. We're located inside Sherman Phoenix Marketplace. So again, today, open from noon to 6, Sherman Phoenix Marketplace, Slush Shack Milwaukee. We can't wait to serve you and see you soon, Milwaukee.
All right. Thank you, Netta. Thank you.
Thank you, Netta. Thank you.
Now, I'm going to make sure that I get this next What the Business Is right. Lysandria Hughes. I hope I got that right. Great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. Yes, you got the name correct. My name is Lysandria Hughes. Yes.
There you go.
I am the event coordinator for RLH Catering, which is located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I would like to inform the community that Twisted Lemonades are now sold at Crispy City, located at 9811 West Oklahoma Avenue. Crispy City is hosting an event on August 8th where the legend Frank Winters, former Green Bay Packers player, will be honored. RLH Catering has been blessed to be a part of that event. Come out to Crispy City, located at 9811 West Oklahoma Avenue, from 12 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. to get an autograph and your picture taken. You will receive 15% off food and receive free samples of Twisted Lemonades. For more information about the event, you can find the flyer on Facebook at RLH Catering and Instagram at r.l.h.catering. Thank you all and have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you, Lysandria Hughes. I got it. What the business is, 833-212-1017. Dee Dee, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Hello, and good morning, Milwaukee. My name is Dee Dee, and I'm excited to invite everyone to join us Saturday, August 15th at the Pabst Theater for the all-white comedy show, From Playbills to Punchlines, featuring Bruh Man from Martin, Omar Gooden, Milwaukee's finest female comedians, Chastity Washington, and Miss Cutting Up, hosted by comedian B. Cole. Purchase tickets at Pabst Box Office today from 12 to 6 p.m. or go ahead and run buy them online at PatsTheaterGroup.com. Come out, Milwaukee, and support our very own Mr. CL as we kick off his decade celebration of writing, producing, and presenting stage plays at the beautiful, historic Pat's Theater. Join us August 15th. Get those tickets today.
All right. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dee Dee. We're going to author Sherelle V, I believe, with Coloring for the Soul. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning. Yes, I am author Sherelle V of Coloring with the Soul. Grief is something that we, most of us, have experienced, and teenagers and adults alike tend to not always want to talk about their grief, which is why I created a coloring book that allows them to express their grief through coloring pages and journaling pages. The coloring pages allows them to ground themselves. The journal pages allows them to reflect on their emotions. It can be purchased on Amazon under the title Still Here, Coloring for the Soul in Times of Grief. But also, I will be at the Bronzeville Fest on Sunday, along with a few other entrepreneurs, a part of the Calm Collective with Patrice Green of Calm Wellness. So if you'd like to be able to view the book in person, please come out and see us Sunday. Thank you.
All right. Speaking of Patrice of Calm Wellness, shout out to Patrice. She has already reserved her spot at the Truth Family Fest, and we want to make sure that you're there, too. TruthFamilyFest.com. All our vendors and people that want to be sponsors, that's how you link up and get with my girl, Sierra Brown. Sierra, C-I-E-R-R-A dot Brown at MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com. Or again, you can just go to TruthFamilyFest.com. Her or Cherie, shout out to Cherie, will get back with you, get you booked and hooked up. All right.
Speaking of Patrice, we're going to go to Patrice. We're going to go to Patrice.
Oh.
Patrice, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is. Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning, Homer and Bailey. How y'all doing, True Family? It's your girl, Patrice Green from Calm Wellness Services, inviting you to join me this Sunday over at Bronzeville Festival to see what these hands do. We talk about it all the time. Woo! Massage is not a luxury, is a part of your lifestyle, your self-care, and this is an opportunity for you to actually get to it and experience it. A lot of you know that I'm located at 6333 North Green Bay Avenue, just inside of Glendale. However, this Sunday, I am going to be live at the Bronzeville Festival, giving you guys an opportunity to experience massage outside but inside. It's going to be a good time. And of course, baby, I already mentioned it, I'm going to be at the Truth Family Festival, and I invite you to come and join me there as well. Sometimes we need to have people come to us, and so today I'm coming to the community to remind you guys, I'm going to be outside two times this month to remind you that massage is not a luxury. It's a part of your lifestyle and self-care. Come get these hands and see what you are missing out on. Y'all take care of yourself. If you'd like to know more about my business, please visit me on the web at www.welcome.com. Like, welcome, you know, come to me, welcomeness. And .com, and or give me a call, 414-909-2488, and I hope to see you this weekend or at the True Family Festival.
There you go.
There you go.
Speaking of Bronzeville, let's go to Deshae. Deshae, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
I can tell you what the business is, my brother. This is Deshae AG and King David Lodge number 10. Bailey and Homer, good to hear y'all voices this morning. Shouting out Bronzeville Festival on Sunday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Inviting everybody out, free and open to the public. Three stages, jazz and blues stage on the corner of MLK and North, main stage on 5th and North, youth stage on 6th and North. Streets blocked off from MLK to 7th Street, all North Avenue. Vendors, you hearing some this morning. I invite everybody to come out. I am managing the main stage where music will be by and hosted by Homer Blow and D-Rock. Invite y'all to come out. Some of the amazing talent we have for this Sunday is Joe Jordan, Troy Tyler, Wavy Gang, myself, Deshae AG, Nate OTN, Easy Flow, Under Five, AG The Gift, Black Shife, Lilo Malone, Mike Shane, Miss Lotus Faint, Rap J, Deuce 7243, Keys Vantosh, Blacks. I invite y'all, Johnny Franchino. We got people traveling to come to this show and be a part of this and give y'all some of the talent that's right here in our city. Encourage y'all to make y'all way out this Sunday. Again, Brownsville Culture and Arts Festival is going on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free and open to the public. And I also invite y'all out to Saturday night. We will be at Summer of 85. Myself and Ray Nitti will be performing at Summer of 85 Day Party, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Invite y'all to come on out, have a good time. That's what's going on. It's Brownsville Festival kicks off tomorrow with the Harambe Walk Run. You want to be a part of that experience, make your way out there very early tomorrow, 7 o'clock the run starts, and we're going all the way to next Saturday.
All right.
Invite y'all to come on out.
All right.
Thank you.
We're going to Tiffany. Tiffany, great morning. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is?
Good morning, Milwaukee. I'm Tiffany Delaney, where beauty meets business. As the owner of All About You Hair Care and a realtor with Homestead Realty, my passion is helping people build confidence and create opportunities. I'm also the creator of Argo Strands of Silk Hair Oil, which is available at Capital Beauty on West Capitol and Beauty Palace on 107th and Silver Spring. So whether you're investing in healthy hair or investing in your next home, I'm here to help you every step of the way. Please visit allaboutyouhaircare.com or Tiffany Delaney at Homestead Realty. Again, where beauty meets business, I love to help you get served.
All right. Thank you very much, Tiffany. We'll go to Antoine, PWD Computers. Great morning. Love you. We appreciate you. What the business is? Can you tell us what the business is? And I think October is fast approaching. But anyway, what the business is?
Yes, yes. This is Antoine Perkins over at PWD Computers, located at 3800 West Valley Street. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And our contact number is 414-445-5793. You guys are looking for any form of real computer repair, real upgrades, looking to upgrade yourself and get you a new Windows 11 laptop, why don't you give us a call or just stop in? Also, we do provide professional surveillance for your business or home or networking. So if you're looking to upgrade your network, increase Wi-Fi, looking to connect multiple computers over the network, give us a call. PWD Computers, 414-445-5793.
All right. Thank you very much. That's what the business is. To all of you, Bailey, give them that information if they are interested in being a vendor at our Truth Family Fest.
Yes, y'all, make sure you get your spots with Patrice out there at Truth Family Fest. You can hit up truthfamilyfest.com or you can hit up our girl Sierra Brown. That's CIERRA.Brown@MilwaukeeBlackMedia.com.
All right. Remember, every Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, if you're looking to discover and support local businesses in our community, make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. for Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow, along with
Bailey Coleman.
There we go. For What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners like you did today as they share what their business is, where they're located, and a valuable lesson they may have learned along the way. We Energies is proud to help power local businesses and the community they serve. So don't miss What the Business Is every Friday morning at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with the legendary Homer Blow and
Bailey Coleman.
Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local businesses. We have to get ready to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. Feeding the kids shouldn't turn into a negotiation. That's why Cousin Subs reimagined the kids' meal. Kids get to choose a kid's sub, mac and cheese, or chicken tenders, plus a side, a drink, and dessert. Everything they want, nothing you have to overthink. And while they're covered, so are you, with fresh-made favorites you'll actually want and feel good about. More choices, more smiles. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with your girl,
Bailey Coleman.
And Bailey, there were some interesting things in the news. A Milwaukee pedestrian shoots at a reckless driver.
Right.
What the hell?
So they got mad because they got hit.
Mm-hmm.
And they pull out their gun and they start shooting. They shot the person's tire, I believe. And everybody pulled over. And in a nutshell, both of them got arrested. I'm just
it's not
saying,
funny, but it's funny.
It's not funny, but it is funny.
It's like for real. Like
I mean, I got to say that we tired of y'all out here with all this, you know, reckless driving.
I told you, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
That part.
I don't know how many times I can say it,
but
if I have to keep saying it, I will. So, yeah, and with this situation, it's crazy.
I think they both came up with, like, reckless endanger charges or something like that.
Yeah, reckless endangering safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh.
So now, in the story, it says Milwaukee police arrested two women.
Right.
Wednesday, July 29th, after a reckless driving incident escalated in the gunfire.
Right.
Now, you got to wonder if they knew each other. You know what I'm saying?
Because
sometimes it'd be
there
she go. You feel?
Nah. Okay. According to Milwaukee Police
I'm just saying.
Department. A reckless driver nearly struck a pedestrian. So she didn't, and that was around 11 o'clock.
No, I mean, the other lady might have just had to jump out the way.
Yeah.
So she might have been coming towards her.
It was near 8th and Brown.
Accusations.
They might know each other. It was near 8th and Brown. So you get,
Accusations. But yeah, so.
But imagine that. And you say, you know what? I'm finna show you. And right. You pull out your gun.
And here's the reason that I say that. I've seen so many social media videos where that has been the case, where the person driving the vehicle was intentionally trying to hit.
Right.
The person.
Yeah.
And other people.
Well, maybe this was not because the driver was arrested on suspicion of OWI and reckless endanger safety.
All the more courage to feel like I'm a getter.
Now,
maybe she had bloodshot eyes, but you know.
The pedestrian who was 48 was also arrested for reckless endangering safety.
Yeah, because of shooting.
Yeah.
You know, anybody could have got hit by that bullet.
And so the charges were referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office.
I try to tell people that even, so think about it. This is a pedestrian that got angry because she almost got hit.
Because what was she doing, like all up on the sidewalk or what? What was happening here?
Well, when you're intoxicated,
yeah,
things can happen.
Definitely.
So I hope that there is some video footage from a business or something
yeah.
in that area or a home or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the frustration levels, it's like I'm sure she called her some names before she pulled out her gun and fired at her. She probably be like, yeah.
Probably.
You know what?
Somebody almost hit you.
You tell me you called her some names, Bailey? Would you? That's what I'm asking, Bailey.
Yeah.
I see your eyes looking that way. When Bailey's eyes does the look,
it's a dead giveaway. I'm not going to lie. A few choice words might have come out of my mouth, especially when, you know, you're driving up on a car. Because I'm definitely going to be on the sidewalk. So you coming up on the sidewalk all over here?
Would it have been enough to have frustrated you to pull a weapon?
I would not have pulled my gun out because I do not own one.
Okay. So how, if, in your
except
opinion,
for maybe a BB
how
gun.
Should she have handled this situation after maybe almost being hit by this car?
I might have gotten her license plate number and just called it in.
That she ain't had no license plate. I'm just saying.
She ain't had no plate on the car?
No, I'm just saying, because in a lot of, I don't
but
even know
a
why.
A lot of times you can't do nothing but like cut some under your breath or something like that and keep it pushing. You can't. What else can you do? They're gone. They're gone down the street now.
I'm going to give my real truth like I like to do, right?
Yeah, you would pull out your gun.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I was just going to speak on the fact that it's not that the person didn't have a license plate. Probably may have.
Yeah.
But it's so many that don't.
Yeah.
My truth moment. Mm-hmm. I really contemplate on why in the hell do I renew my sticker every year? Because, you know, and especially with the price.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so many that have no plates and don't get pulled over.
None at all. And don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Or they plate got stickers. The last one was from 2021.
Right.
And we're in 2026. And I'm like, yeah. They not getting pulled over because of that?
Yeah.
Why am I paying these exorbitant fees?
Right.
To renew my plates and stickers.
I want to be honest with you. The fee here, what is it, $150?
Yeah, that went up. That's what I'm saying.
No, but let me just say this to you. Let me share this with you.
Yeah,
that's dirt cheap. If you live in other parts of the country, they'll do it. They have all kinds of ways that they figure out the fees and stuff for thousands of dollars.
Well, baby, I don't live in other countries or cities. I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Milwaukee County.
You feel like $150 is a lot of, I mean, it is a lot of money, but it's just not like.
Order in my fees.
Listen, I'm just helping you get it straight.
I'm just saying, no, I'm just keeping it real with you.
Yeah, I know, but.
Yeah, so, no, don't try to. Yeah, well, okay, it ain't for us.
Thousands of dollars in other parts of the country.
Keep raising our taxes. Come on now.
I'm just saying.
Only to run into a pothole? No! Order in the streets, order on the potholes, order on every damn thing. Baby.
Ain't nobody, you bringing potholes and everything into this.
Hey, why the hell are we paying a wheel tax and we can't keep our wheels? That's all I'm asking.
Go ahead.
Why do we have to drive as if we're driving reckless?
Ask to escape
the potholes.
Ask your mayor, police chief, and governor.
This is why I'm saying these fees are too much. We should get a discount
the
for potholes.
The rent is too high.
Too damn high. We need to get a discount for the potholes.
A discount?
Yeah. Cause
why?
Because it's like we driving like we playing Frogger, the old school game. You got to rip, 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 rip. Our cars are the Frogger. You know what I'm saying? And then we got to go up to Mario Go-Kart Hills. Where they getting them speed bumps higher and higher.
You do too much.
I'm just saying. I pay my taxes. I pay for my license to be renewed every time that I have to pay for them. And I have to dodge potholes.
We are law-abiding.
And tumbleweave.
We are law-abiding citizens.
I have to avoid tumbleweave, too. Because there's some things that's in some of that tumbleweed.
Oh, come on now.
No, they got all kinds of things inside.
Come on.
Little glue that's hard and it punctures your tires.
Come on.
It's a lot of tumbleweed out there. I can send you a video from this morning at 6 a.m. I'm going to send it to you. We can't play it because it was a lot of, you would have thought you was at on the border. Maybe I'll send it to Xavier and Sherwin.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing like
crazy.
A little booty in the morning.
Oh gosh, there it is.
Yeah, it was more than that, but I don't know. You know what?
Huh?
Somebody has a comment on Mandela Barnes, the caller. So we're gonna take that call. Then we're gonna take care of these bills.
Okay.
833-212-1017. Great morning, the caller. We love you. We appreciate you. You have some commentary on Mandela Barnes. What's your truth?
Yeah, man. Love you back. You did an excellent job of being an attorney and bringing up reasonable doubt because a vehicle is a weapon, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
And so if you are actually someone trying to run someone else over, mm-hmm. and they shoot at you, then that could be a self-defense mm-hmm. argument that you really did a great job of giving. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, I just wanted to get a little more clarity on the Journal Sentinel article. Are you saying that this article simply says there's questions about the way Mandela Barnes treat some women?
Let me I'm going to have to hold you over. We're going to take care of some bills because I want to hold you there, and then I'll read some of the information from this Journal Sentinel article. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We will be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most, your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection is in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We're going to go black. We have the caller that we had to sit through as we had to take care of these bills.
These bills.
So he was talking about Mandela Barnes, and he was speaking on what did the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel article say in particular, and I wanted to end up reading a part of it and then allowing him to continue to make his statement. But it starts out saying Democratic Party of Wisconsin officials in 2025 hired an outside law firm to review allegations of inappropriate behavior involving young adult women against one of the party's stars, Mandela Barnes. The party launched the probe after an anonymous person sent a letter first to then party chairman Ben Wickler in 2024, accusing the party of turning a blind eye to the egregious way that Barnes has used his office and power to gain access to women. According to a person familiar with the party's response to the letter, Wickler was one of several within the Democratic circles to receive the letter. He immediately flagged it for the party's human resources and in-house counsel to look into it. According to the person familiar, but the letter did not include specific allegations nor any names. Ultimately, the review did not turn up anything that the party could take action on because of its lack of details, according to the person familiar. But concerns about Barnes' relationships reached a fever pitch in recent weeks as the Democratic field has grown increasingly chaotic in the lead up to the August 11th primary. The sources who in recent days agreed to speak to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the condition of anonymity said Barnes, 39, has repeatedly taken advantage of his status within the party to seek sexual encounters with young adult women. One of the sources had a sexual relationship with him, while the other two had firsthand knowledge of the behavior. No one has alleged that they were abused by Barnes. They provided copies of text and other messages dating back to 2017 to corroborate their past discussions about their concerns. And there's more to it, but I'm going to stop there. You have to just go read it because it's a long article. But hopefully that helped you out.
Yeah. So I figured that it would be a lot of broad and ambiguous language, And the key word is that, like Bailey said, they were consenting adults. Somebody got dumped. And actually, this person who was trying to trash Mandela probably in this political climate made him more electable because, in my opinion, he was a stuffed shirt until this. And now I think he's a pretty cool guy. He dated somebody. He got tired of them. And they were so angry because they had a great time with him that they decided to call the Milwaukee Journal and said he's dating someone else. That's, you know, what I deduced from the all the extra language that was used, the fever pitch. And the race on for the primary you have is chaotic no matter what he does in his private life, and we can see that. So maybe he'll run for something else and win because of this. Who was the person who wrote that article?
Again, you are being very time-consuming, bro. I'm trying to help you out, but I'm not trying to go black to lyrics. But it's several women. But also, just so you know, it wasn't just one woman.
Yeah.
It says women.
That means he,
so No. I'm just saying, caller. You're saying it like it was just that one bitter, disgruntled woman. There are several women. So I just want you to make sure you understand that. Now, each one of them could be a disgruntled ex or whatever the case may be, but it was not just one woman like you alluded. So I just wanted to say that.
Making him more electable, in my opinion.
I got you. And good luck on that. But thank you for your caller. But it was Mary Spicuzza and Molly Beck from the Journal Sentinel Online with that article. But, yeah, I just like to, you know, unblur the lines. You know, it wasn't a one-off situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on since 2017. So, you know, but read. I invite everybody. I always tell people, you know, you ain't got to just take my word. You go look and read it. And Mandela Barnes has his response to it and saying, you know, about it being single and all of that. But it's a very extensive article. But I just wanted to try to help the caller when he was saying, what does it say? And I gave him several paragraphs
of
the article. But, yeah, I encourage everybody to go read
it. Y'all go read it.
Yeah. And then you can formulate your own opinion.
Exactly.
You know, we can't tell you how to feel and all of that. We can just give our opinion.
And we can tell you that he is no longer running for...
Babe.
He's not running for governor!
Order in the studio, baby.
Am I lying?
No. Why'd you have to just throw that in there?
Because they need to know. He's not running for governor no more, so whatever. It's a story, no longer
it's
a story.
It's your stealth, the way that you
in
there.
I'm just trying to help... I want them to know that when they go in to vote, even though they see his name on the ballot, he's no longer running. Fair is fair. They need to know that.
Yes.
They need to know who in the race.
Right.
They need to do their due diligence and research on everybody.
Right.
Get to it. That's what it is. What's wrong, Homer?
It's your stealthiness that is just...
You can't handle it?
I know, but it's...
What is the problem?
You have a stealthiness that is second to none.
Well, you
I
know
appreciate
what?
It.
I appreciate it too, Homer.
You know? Bailey will... shoo, like, and now the weather.
And you'll be like...
like what
just happened?
What?
I'm just putting it out there because everybody
That's
needs to know.
That's all you did. That's all you did.
I did not state anything that was not facts.
Mm-hmm.
Were not facts. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check it out for yourself.
Okay.
He'll be on the ballot, but he is no longer running.
Mm-hmm.
So take your vote elsewhere.
All right. You're going to learn the day type situation. Bailey. You are extremely stealth with your situation. What about the Meyer shooting in Waukesha? Law enforcement had to end up...
out there with the others.
See, this is the stealth that I'm talking about, Bailey. This is the stealth. Listen.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying is sometimes I may drive out to Waukesha.
Okay.
To that Meyer.
Are you
as opposed to the
Shay Shay Fufu? Are we doing Shay Shay Fufu?
Well, you know, well, I've always said I have not hidden from the fact that I will take an extended drive.
Really?
To go to other locations.
I've never heard
of stores
you
that may be
that.
Closer to us.
Oh.
And for
closer
for
to
legitimate
you.
Reasons. Yes.
Really?
I've never shied away from that.
I don't. Xavier, do you ever recall hearing Homer? Do you ever recall hearing Homer say that he drives out to Waukesha?
Yes.
For a shopping?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
No, I say it. I say it often.
You said that before.
Yeah.
Can I give you this little known fact?
Go ahead, please.
When they opened that store, I was there doing a live broadcast for the grand opening.
Wow.
Yes, I did several.
That's good.
Grand openings.
And that's what made me come out there.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Not true. Yeah. I didn't see you there while I was there. Anywho, let's talk about that. Did you not find it interesting, though, that that happened?
Yeah.
And they actually shot the perpetrator or
yes,
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they actually shot him.
Well, you know, we got high def video, that's for sure.
Okay.
Because, you know, they have whatever the highest definition cameras you can have.
Okay.
In Myers, that's what
yeah,
they got.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So, and then the officers had on their body cams.
Yeah, yeah.
So they received a call that someone was holding a person hostage.
Right.
Inside of the store.
Somewhere in there, they said
it was like it was in the middle.
Knew.
It wasn't even like it was the bathroom or something.
Right.
It was out there.
Right. And somewhere, and they said the officers knew the perpetrator.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They'd had,
But see, he couldn't get past the fact that he was holding somebody with a knife, allegedly.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Not at all, clearly.
Oh, yeah. And this, no pun intended to.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't. I thought about it after I said it. You know what? It's time to take care of some business.
Okay.
You know, commercials take me away. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black. Black. Truth in the Morning. Bailey, you good? She's adjusting herself.
I'm over here. I had to adjust because Meech was in here doing.
Shout out to Meech.
Meech.
Tap in with Jazz Tyler and Meech.
Meech.
4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Meech, my dude.
Monday through Friday.
You Meech, know, my guy.
Yeah, we were handling some business while handling business.
Yeah, exactly. Handling business while we handle business.
That part.
Yeah. Because y'all don't know, me and Homer got to go after we get out of here. We can't be up in here much long.
Yep. So, yeah.
Very long.
So, they messing up my Myers and Waukesha.
I know. And Waukesha.
Yeah.
Waukesha. Mm. Yeah.
That's not good.
How you going to mess up the Myers and Waukesha?
That part.
That's just wrong. It's wrong.
You know what?
And it wasn't even your people, so you can't even put it on.
Hold on, we don't know that yet. They didn't show the person.
They ain't going that deep in the Walker
show. Didn't show the person, so. Probably wasn't us. They just showed.
Look.
They
just
showed
wanna,
us on the stretcher with handcuffs on.
Which Meyer is it?
For Waukesha.
Xavier, I just want to point out that you got some love on the YouTube channel. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They said, we love Xavier. He be jamming.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
My D.
Just don't call him with requests.
Xavier said, we cool, just don't call him with requests. But you know.
You're going to learn today.
We love you, Xavier. Oh, is he getting his own fan group over here? I thought you had a fan group in here, Homer. Well, I think Xavier getting his. Look at that.
This is all from my D.
Oh, it's just one person.
Yeah, it's just one person.
Oh, okay. You can start a group.
Bailey, order in the studio. You're dead wrong for that. You're dead wrong. You are not right.
What?
I guess it's Friday. So I'm getting ready for Black Arts Fest MKE. I'm going to be DJing in the kids area. Rain or shine. The places, all of the stages are covered. So I know we're expected to have some rain early tomorrow.
Okay.
But I think they say like around 2 o'clock, you know, that'll stop. But even before then, all of the stages and all of that are covered. So you don't have to worry
about
that.
Shout out to our squad because I'm going to be with our squad tomorrow.
Yeah. So, you know, Anisha Riley and the crew over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
I'll be hanging out with
Dave Hollister.
Sierra and them.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha.
They go come down there, though.
Yeah. And then on Bronzeville.
Yeah. Fest Bronzeville.
On Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be there DJing from 10 to 6.
You going to be at Bronzeville, too?
Yeah.
Are you in the kids zone over there? Okay.
No, I'm on the main stage.
Oh, that's right. He did say, you know what? Also performing at, I heard him say her name, Under Five.
Yes.
At Bronze. Shout out to Under Five.
She's a powerful entertainer and interacts with the audience, which is important.
Yeah, it is important.
You know, in this entertainment business.
And she has real positive music, y'all. So.
Yeah. Y'all gonna hear snippets of me, though, because this is the most acts we've had. We got like 17 people. So, you know, you're going to hear me. I'm the legendary. All right. And now our next act. And then I'm going to come back and be like, Homer Blow. Then D-Rock going to say, and our next act. We got a lot of people performing this year.
Okay.
We had that many before.
Oh.
We've had more than we've ever had before, as the Orange Man would say.
Wow.
So, yeah, but I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there. And be like,
all right, then.
Like, Homer, that's my jam. Do-do. All right. And now our next act. Order in the studio. Homer Blow. But we got a lot of loving on us that we get to do this weekend.
Yeah.
With the Black Arts Fest MKE happening on tomorrow.
Yep.
Gates open at noon. It goes until 10 p.m. And remember the promotions. Noon to the first 100 people after the gates open at noon.
Uh-huh.
If you sign the peace pledge, the first 100 will get in absolutely free.
Okay.
So if we have 100 people at 12 noon and by 12:10, they done signed. Yeah, don't be like, oh, I thought it went to one.
It's for the first 100. Let me just say this to the people that's going to sign the peace pledge.
Uh-huh.
Listen, you signing the peace pledge for a reason. You're going to keep it peaceful while you up in there. All right. There we go.
And in the community. It's really about the community.
Okay. All right. All of that.
Yeah.
All of that.
Absolutely.
All these things.
And from noon to 1 p.m., the whole hour, it's not limited to the first X amount of seasoned citizens that come.
Right.
65 plus.
Okay.
I know that you're like, well, I'm 60. I'm 58. I'm 60. I got an AARP card. If you are not 65 and older, you do not get in free from noon to 1. But 65 and older, they get in free from noon to 1 p.m. at Black Arts Fest MKE. But hit me up at the kids zone, you know, and bring your kids, especially if they like Michael Jackson and they got their Michael Jackson dance moves on, boys and girls. Bring them.
Yes.
Bring them, because we're going to have a competition And we're going to find out. We're going to give him some prizes.
All
for
right.
the best Michael Jackson dance-off.
That's what it is.
Put, get their little glitter hat and their glove like Bailey's shirt.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
But I can do the moonwalk better than anybody else.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
I haven't lost a battle yet.
Not one?
Many have tried to challenge me, and I have not lost.
Really?
I will not lose.
Oh, wow. Yep.
There's even video of me.
Really?
Yeah, I specifically challenge people that think that they can do the moonwalk better than me.
Wow.
And they have not.
They have not?
They have all lost.
Can you do it on camera for us now?
Exactly.
I knew that was going to come up.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, you. I think you should.
It'll be a great clip.
And it'll be a great way to kick off the weekend.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So this is what y'all want to see?
That's what we want to see, yeah.
All right.
Let me zoom out real quick.
Okay. Zoom out.
All right. Let's see it. Now, normally I only do this when I'm battling people.
Okay.
So I'm not battling anybody, so it's going to look a little different. But
okay.
I'm going to do it. But I got to have...
I'm sure
Billie
he can
Jean
get,
on or something
I'm sure
like that.
He can get you some music.
Yeah, I got to have Billie Jean
on. I'm sure he can get you some
just
music.
Saying.
All right.
You're going to learn today.
Another benefit of watching us on YouTube.
Yeah.
You're about to see Homa Blow moonwalk for us.
The best moonwalk
ever. Nobody has beat
me doing the moonwalk.
No one has beat him doing the moonwalk, so he says. And there it is. Okay. All right, Homer, let's see it. All right, now, make sure you zoom out now. Make sure you zoom out. We got to see this. Y'all, put your eyes to the YouTube. Here we go. Come on, Homer. We want to see it all. Come on now. Oh, you can't even zoom in on his feet, can you? Okay. Ain't got to? All right, let's get it.
That's the original
exactly.
moonwalk.
Exactly.
That's the original moonwalk.
Exactly.
No,
exactly,
that's the original
David.
Moonwalk.
Man, what was that? That was so anticlimactic.
That's
crazy.
The original
that was moonwalk good. Is, they be up there like, we have That's the original moonwalk.
Give me another thank you.
No, that's the original
One
moonwalk.
One more buzzer.
No.
One more buzzer.
That was the original moonwalk.
No. No.
I'm just saying.
No.
Everybody else is trying to do a little slide their feet and stuff. That's
Negro,
the
please.
Original moonwalk.
Negro, please.
Okay.
Apollo, what?
Did you, YouTube, did y'all see that?
Listen, that was the original moonwalk. That was it. Another
part of the benefit of watching us on YouTube. Craziness and carrying on.
Hear ye.
No.
Hear ye.
No.
Up next. It's the award-winning truth.
Yes.
With the peasant beneath me.
Yeah.
Sharon Hughes.
Whatever.
I am the king.
You're the
of
king.
Of the moonwalk.
Okay, whatever. Trust God, do good. Have a great weekend. Get some laughs in there. Come out and join us. Join us at all the festivities that we'll be at. And here go Homer. Make sure you come out to Brownsville Days and all of that. We'll see you on Monday. Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.